Good morning again to everyone. We are in unprecedented times. We are in situations where we never thought we would be in, and the days go on with this virus that we are faced with, and the variants for 18 or 20, up to 20 months. And the question that occupies us is, what is the Lord saying to his people? It is perhaps easy to say, we know what he's saying to the rest of the world. But I believe, I perceive it is a little difficult for each of us to know and to say, what is the Lord speaking? So we need to keep in step with the Spirit, as Galatians 5:25 tells us, and to hear what he's saying. And in the recent months that we have been together, we have been in this situation. Personally, I was studying the Gospel of John last year. And then I was invited to at least four different online meetings in which the Gospel of John has been the study. And I kept asking myself, what is the Lord saying in this? What is he getting his people to hear? And I dare say, what is he saying to Hadley Hall? And I thought of the second thing that comes up from this, which is the characteristics of John's ministry. John, we know he outlived the other disciples, the other apostles. And as we read through his writings, we realize that his subject, the subject of his writings, is the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is Son of God, the one through whom God has spoken in these last days. These last days. And this is a challenge for us. God is now focusing our attention to his Son more than ever in these last days. And how are we responding? How are we keeping in step with the work of God and the work of God to us and in us? John presents us then the person, the Son of God. And at the end of his Gospel account, he speaks of his coming for us. At the end of the Gospel account, he says, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So a focus on who he is, a focus on his work, and a focus of the hope that is before us. But also, in his letters, he speaks of the family relationship, and in his book of Revelation, he speaks of the coming of the Lord Jesus, the unveiling of the Lord Jesus. So all his writings, all his ministry focuses on Christ in these last days. What is before us? The hope of his coming, not only for us, but the hope of his coming to take over things and rule things for God. The theme of this year's lectures is the new birth. That which brings us into a relationship with God, into a family relationship with God. And this is something John emphasizes, the new birth. How God works sovereignly so that humanity may be in a position to receive benefit fully from God's grace and his goodness. This opens up to us the heart of God. He works sovereignly that we might be benefited and he might have his delight, which were with the sons of men. So the topics in relation to new birth emphasizes the sovereign work of God. First, the need for new birth. Our first lecturer, Brother John Redicott, will speak to. Then, the work of new birth, how God exclusively works. the process that it is beyond, sorry, that will be taken up by our brother Samuel Rice. The process of new birth beyond natural man's comprehension. And our brother Joe Wilson will look into that. And then finally, the characteristics of new birth, which would be the purview of our brother Brian Baptiste. So we want to hear what God says about new birth and to allow the Spirit of God to work in our hearts to receive this truth so that our gaze on the Lord Jesus might be unhindered, our appreciation of God's love and goodness towards us will flow to him, and that we might benefit for his glory, for his blessing. May the Lord help us as we sit under this word for his name's sake. And now, brethren,
amen.
Friends, we are going to ask our brother John Redcock to lead us into the lectures. Brother John.